Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast for July 2021. Hey there. Welcome back to Season 2 of our Little Podcast. My name is Scott Oshima, and I'm your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. Brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo. It's officially summer now, and wow, it's hot. For episode 4, we are celebrating the summer solstice, which just happened on June 20th. In Little Tokyo, summer means the start of festival season, trips to the beach, and lots of crowds. It's unclear how long humans have celebrated the beginning of summer, but it's important in many cultures, including our Tongva indigenous community members, whose summer solstice rituals promote community well-being and connection to nature. For our summer solstice episode, we'll hear a poem from a local resident, music from Margo and Radio Little Tokyo, Mia sharing thoughts on community care, and our monthly ukulele song with Chester. As with every episode, we celebrate the Japanese 72 micro-seasons. Summer solstice is actually broken into 3 mini-seasons. Self-heal flowers wither, irises bloom, and plums turn yellow. What changes have you noticed in nature as summer started in Little Tokyo? I've noticed a lot of purple everywhere, from the jacaranda trees blooming all over the city to the irises in JACCC's flower bed on San Pedro Street. Now, here's a poem called Green Cactus, written by a local resident from the zine A Greener World. The zine was organized by Little Tokyo Service Center artist-in-residence Carol Zoe. Let's have a listen.
Green Cactus. It looks a bit ugly compared to a delicate rose, and a bit ordinary compared to a grand tulip. It's covered with thorns, one after another, like arrows that have left the bow. Its rickety body is squeezed in the soil, but it can support the sky that belongs to it. The dark green appearance is its distinctive beauty, which is why I like the cacti. Of course, the reason I love the cacti is much more than that. I think this kind of beauty is a kind of unyielding and courageous spirit. Thinking about myself, I've experienced so many twists and hardships when I came to the United States. Even now, I still have many problems, but I still yearn to live like a cactus, growing wherever I can. The thorns on the body are the armor that life gives to us to protect ourselves. No matter the difficulties we encounter, we must be full of sunshine, as tough and tenacious as a green cactus, and welcome the new sun every day.
Thank you so much to our resident poet for sharing your writing about the resilient cactus. And thank you to Megan Miyamoto, our Nikkei community intern for the summer. Even in this hot, hot weather and these complicated times, we always have the lovely sun to look forward to. DJ, spin that track. Our very own Margo Morales is going to share some sounds from the near past and retro future. Listen to this hand-picked song from JACCC's collection of 78 records, and imagine you're tuning in to 1460 AM KTYM Radio Little Tokyo. Matao Uwate DJed Japanese oldies and pop hits for over 35 years and donated many of his records to JACCC. Margo, keep the music going.
Watashi no anata ばしゃが来る楽しい歌を乗せて虹が燃える丘をはるばると優しい愛の調べ君を共に歌おう私のあなたあなたの私いつまでも春の馬車が来る銀の鈴を鳴らせて風も香る鍋をはるばると空は青く澄みて望みあふれくるよ私のあなたあなたの私しなく
The current events you may have heard about may be frightening, but you're lucky to be part of the Little Tokyo community. Our community cares about you, and everyone is welcome in our neighborhood. Please welcome back legendary activist, local historian, and poet, Mia Iwataki, sharing some things she's learned about how to care for one another and yourself.
We've been hearing about alarming increases in Asian hate crimes and violent attacks. Bombarded by images of elderly Asians brutally shoved and beaten by men of all races, and beefy white women screaming racist hate speech at Asians in stores and public places. In March, the racist massacre of 8 people in Georgia, 6 of whom were Asian women, was the wake-up call this nation could no longer ignore. 2 months later, President Biden signed the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, providing resources to set up a hate crimes infrastructure and response. In their recent report, Stop AAPI Hate and the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum found over 6,600 incidents between March 2020 and 2021. Attacks on women and girls were almost 2.5 times higher than men. Now I'm more careful. On morning walks, I find myself sizing up other people on the street. I'm reading up on pepper spray, considering walking sticks, and I even stopped making rude hand gestures to bad drivers. I signed up for Bystander Intervention, a free online training provided by Hollaback in partnership with Asian Americans Advancing Justice. These trainings offer practical strategies for when you see something happening. Here are their 5 D's for Bystander Intervention. Distract. Create a distraction. Start a conversation to draw attention away, like, excuse me, do you have the time? Delegate. Get help from someone. Document. Video the incident, but keep a safe distance. Delay. When the incident is over, check on the target. Direct. Check your safety first. Speak out against the harassment. Be firm and clear. We have to be able to protect ourselves. It's been a while since I've taken self-defense or martial arts, so I jumped at the opportunities provided by Higashi Hongwanji Nikkei Progressives and the Little Tokyo Service Center, who teamed up to offer safety and self-defense classes tailored for women and seniors in Little Tokyo. This partnership came about after the recent vandalism of Higashi's temple. The first training I attended was led by Megan Taramoto, a second-degree black belt, and her team, sisters Beth, third degree, and Emily, second degree. Talk about woman power. She talked about being aware of our surroundings, walking tall with confidence. There were a lot of stomps, not high kicks. We may not have the range for kicks, but we can definitely stomp on someone's foot or damage their leg. We also practiced facial strikes, eye gouging. Art Ishii, sixth degree black belt with the Matsubayashi Dojo, led the second training. It was more physical with a lot of body punching exercises. We learned body strikes to throw off different attacks. Both trainings emphasized our moves were to ward off the attacker and then run for help. Several in our group were given the opportunity to break a board with a correctly thrown elbow strike. I know that you do not become a martial arts expert in two sessions, but I can tell you that we all came out of those trainings walking taller and with an air of confidence. I may not have a belt, but if you attack me, I can hurt you. This is Mia Iwataki for Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Go to hollaback.com to sign up for bystander intervention training. For information on future trainings, you can contact Nikkei Progressives, Higashi Hongwanji, and Little Tokyo Service Center.
Chester Ike is back with another wonderful ukulele song. Chester's been teaching ukuleles for Little Tokyo, one of our senior programs, with Bob and Ken since 2015. We're hoping to have the band back together again this fall. Imagine you're in Japan, listening to the summer rain falling as Chester sings Ame Furi, or Rainy Day.
Ame, ame, hure, hure, kasan na Janu me de omukae, ureshi na Pichi, pichi, chapu, chapu, ran, ran, ran Kakemasho, kaban, o kasan no Ato kara yuko, yuko, kane ga naru Pichi, pichi, chapu, chapu, ran, ran Yanagi-no-nekata-de-naite-iru Pichi-pichi-chapu-chapu-ran-ran-ran Kasan-boku-no-wo-kashimashou-ka Kimi-kimi-kono-kasa-sashita-mae Pichi-pichi-chapu-chapu-ran-ran-ran Oki-na-ja-no-me-ni-haitte-ku Pichi-pichi-chapu-chapu-ran-ran-ran
And that wraps up Summer Solstice, Season 2, Episode 4. Thank you so much to Carol, Margot, Matao, Hirokazu, Mia, Chester, Megan, and you, our listeners. See you in August for episode 5, celebrating the Obon season and our ancestors. Little Tokyo Little Podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Rotary Club of Little Tokyo. We are all wishing you health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott Oshima signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast.